As part of efforts to encourage reforms promised following 2011 protests in Manama, the State Department sent its top human rights official, Tom Malinowski, to Bahrain last week. But he was expelled from the Gulf Kingdom after he refused to allow authorities to join his meeting with opposition leaders. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says Secretary of State John Kerry called Bahrain's foreign minister to protest the expulsion.
We were very clear that we found some of the requests issued by the government of Bahrain to be inappropriate and contravening international diplomatic norms and conventions. We also have an important relationship with the government of Bahrain. We've made our concerns known.
A big part of that important relationship is having Bahrain as the base for U.S. Navy operations in the Persian Gulf and parts of the Indian Ocean. That's contributed to what Sarah Margon of Human Rights Watch calls an inadequate response by the U.S.
The U.S. needs to take much stronger measures and show that the ouster of Malinowski is not only problematic in the near term, but problematic long term for our own national security interests.
Margon says Bahrain's demand to monitor Malinowski's meeting with opposition leaders shows it's not serious about reform.
It's completely arbitrary and it's very worrisome and shows that Bahrain isn't really ready to conduct a national dialogue. They're not interested.
A Bahraini government statement says Malinowski was interfering in its internal affairs. That explanation is far different from the government refusing political reforms, says former U.S. Ambassador to Bahrain Adam Arely.
That doesn't mean that somehow the Bahraini government is walking away from the dialogue process. It may be that they just, concerned about the United States playing a helpful or not helpful role. I think it says more about the Bahraini government's attitude towards and position towards the United States than it does toward the opposition.
Arely believes it's more a question of the Obama administration's approach to the kingdom.
They're happy to work with people who they think are trying to be helpful, but if they think they're not trying to be helpful, they're not going to hesitate to do what any sovereign state would do, which is say thanks, but no thanks, bye-bye.
Margon says the expulsion is troubling at a time when she says Washington's not taken as seriously in the region as it needs to be.
Bahrain is definitely stuck in a larger geopolitical situation, which makes it very difficult not only for the reformers, I would say, within the Bahraini government to have any real leverage, but also it puts the U.S. certainly in a tight spot.
Washington's calling on all sides in Bahrain to recommit to the reconciliation process. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.